You've got to tune to the afternoon show. It's listener-powered KEXP 90.3 FM here in Seattle, heard all over the world online at kexp.org. And joining me right now from New Zealand, Salad Boys.
G'day, how are you?
I'm great. It's great having you here. I'm really excited to have you guys on the show today.
Thanks.
And loving the debut album, Metal Mania. And
is that your copy of it there, is it?
It's the station's copy. Which I'm holding near and dear to my heart here. How about a couple songs to get things going?
Yeah, cool.
Great.
All right, should we do it then, eh?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Upon the floor, track down take a poor level on the big blue gorilla wall. Slow down, speed it up, run and drive, running out the door. Slow down, speed it up, run and drive, running out the door.
The trio Salad Boys making all that noise. Man, I love that song. It's like the best of the Feelies, Velvet Underground, and Yola Tango in one song.
They all sound really good. They sound like good bands.
Are those bands influences of yours?
Yeah, all three of those, definitely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's a great song. No Taste Bomber, name of the song. Right before that, Bow to Your New Sensation. And both of those songs on the brand new album, Metal Mania. Salad Boys here in Seattle, playing at the Highline tonight, playing at Bunk Bar in Portland tomorrow night. And Joe, why don't you quick introduce the band? And man, that's a beautiful 12-string.
Thank you.
It's like a Strat body.
Yeah, it's Strat everything.
Yeah.
Six more strings.
It is awesome. Yeah. Slightly different head.
Yeah, it's a pretty awkward looking thing, actually, I have to say. So you wanted me to introduce the...
Yeah,
yep,
that'd be
great. So Ben on bass, which if you're listening, you won't be able to see him, but he's here. and James on drums, and I'm Joe.
And we'll have a video of the session up sometime soon. So Salad Boys, is this the first? Well, welcome to Seattle. Your first time here, right?
Yeah, that is. Yeah,
first tour of the U.S., right?
Yep, first tour. Yep.
So it's great having you here. How's that going?
Well, it's such a big country. It's in such a short space of time. It's hard to.
Did you properly route between gigs?
Yeah. We didn't just turn off and
yeah.
It's overwhelming. It's a big place, and there's so much variety. It's really hard to collect yourself in such a short space of time. I've been having difficulty explaining myself.
Yeah.
With any question, even when I'm trying to say what I want to my sandwich, you know. So.
Is this the first time for you personally in the U.S.?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
first time.
Cool. Yeah. Any good sandwiches?
Yeah, we had.
Or is it all backwards?
No, they fold them the same way as they do back home. Except for here, they put the filling on the outside of the bread, which is really strange, but. We had hoagies in Philadelphia. We'd never heard of hoagies before, so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a different name for them in New Zealand, or is it
entirely? We call it Subway in New Zealand.
It's Subway.
It's a long sandwich.
Yeah. Probably from a Subway.
Yeah. Well, actually, we don't have Subways in New Zealand. They don't exist there. Yeah, we just got cars.
It's kind of surprising.
Really?
Sort of. Seems like they'd be the kind of place that would take over the world.
Maybe.
Not for necessarily better or worse. Well, it's great having you here. And so your music's been described as being heavily influenced by the Flying Nun bands. Do you agree with that? Do you like those comparisons? Do they bug you?
Yes, to all those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would kind of think so.
I think it's an accurate comparison, but it's... we like a lot of other bands too.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel any kind of sort of interest in kind of maintaining that legacy at all musically?
Not really. Most of that stuff was done a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
There's been a lot of bands since then, so we're always going to get lumped into that. So it's not really our choice, really, but we all love those bands and we do sound like that.
There are certain comparisons, but it's like two decades ago.
Which obviously I don't mean that I think it's any less valid, but I don't know.
What's the scene like now in your town?
Well, it changes all the time, really. I think it really just depends on on your perspective, really. I haven't been there for 4 weeks, so.
But just kind of overall, do you feel like it's really musically diverse? Is there a different sort of, is there a good electronic scene?
I think,
there a hip-hop scene?
I'm sure there is, but most of my friends just play rock music, so.
Yeah.
but, yeah, like any city, there's bound to be lots of different sorts of things. People playing jazz and cover bands and acoustic guitar singers, songwriters, and things like that. It's
good, vibrant club scene.
Well, people usually tend to stick to their own, so people are kind of militant about that, really. So,
really. It's Salad Boys live on the afternoon show here on KEXP. Metal Mania is the debut album. Were you guys involved in a bunch of other projects before? Like, how'd you guys come together?
Yeah, we all had our own bands, and James and I worked together. That's basically how I met James, and then we sort of shared a similar taste in music, and both of our bands were inactive, and Ben was playing in, is playing in another band I'm in as well, and a bunch of other bands, and so we just started, and yeah.
Now, normally I don't ask about band names, but the story I heard about yours is pretty good, and it has a tie into a great band.
Yeah.
So how'd you come up with Salad Boys?
Well, the song Fa Se La, I thought in the second verse he said...
The Feely song.
The Feely song, yeah. I thought he said, you said it was the Salad Boys, everything is all right, and thinking the Salad Boys were some sort of rough street gang or something like that. So I was either going to start a gang or I was going to start a new band. So
you went with the band.
Yeah, well, I still haven't completely given up on the gang thing, though. But, yeah.
I love that, and any opportunity to talk about the Feelies is a good one.
Yeah,
I think. New Zealand Salad Boys here on the afternoon show, playing at the Highline tonight, Bunk Bar tomorrow in Portland. How about a couple more songs?
Cool, sounds great.
Great.
All right, let's do it. We'll be right back. was strange.
Salad Boys live on KEXP. So part of that's Ryan, part of what's interesting about it being a three-piece, a trio, right?
Yeah.
Like I love trios. Some of the best bands I think were trios. You know, the Jam, Husker Du. There's nothing you can hide behind.
Oh no!
It's just all right there.
Here's the proof, man.
Yeah, and there's something really cool about that when you watch a trio live, right? Because and in watching the second song, No Taste Bomber Man, there was so much music going on. It was hard to believe it was a trio, you know. And
wow.
People will be able to see the videos of that and proof positive there. But man, it's so cool. And there's just always, to me, it's sort of a little bit of a sense of danger when you're watching a three piece, because anything could happen. Right? If one person, there's nothing to cover anything up.
No.
Do you feel that way when you play? Do you feel kind of exposed at all?
I did when I was in a two-piece. I definitely felt really exposed there. But I've always played in three pieces, so it's
normal.
Yeah, I guess it's normal. But now that I use less distortion than I used to, then I definitely feel a lot more exposed.
Yeah. What about in the studio, like recording the album? Do you tend to use overdubs and a lot of additional parts?
Yeah.
Would you ever consider fleshing out the band more?
No.
Okay.
No, I like three pieces. I like keeping it raw and different life.
Yeah.
It's much more exciting and easier to go off and change things on the spot if we want to.
Yeah, I feel that way too. It's just so much fun to watch. And I guess, you know, when you guys play, you have direct eye contact. You got to know and understand each other really well if you're going to deviate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
So how about another song if you're feeling good about the gear?
I think it's are we back in business? That sounds like it's nice and loud again, so all right.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Salad Boys live on KEXP, live version of Dream Date, another great song from the debut release, Metal Mania.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's good fun. It's good to be here.
Playing the Highline tonight, then in Portland tomorrow at the Bunk Bar, and just keep the ocean on your right, and you'll be going in the right direction down the coast. And have a great time in the U.S.
We are. Thank you.
Cool. Big time thanks to Justin, Jim, Scott. They are capturing video, and Tori on photos. We'll have those up probably in a week or so. Kevin on sound, Matt O running the board, and hospitality. And thanks to all the KEXP donors for making these live in studios possible. I'm Kevin Cole. It's the afternoon show, and this is the Feelies Fossilah, KEXP.